Richard Clarida, of course, provides perspective. His economics at Columbia University, work at the Treasury Department, and now with PIMCO is global strategist. Very quickly, let's go right to GDP in 8:30. Do we really know how to measure an economy's growth?
Well, we don't do a very good job at it. We're trying to improve that. Yeah. And obviously, it gets revised away sometimes substantially. So it's a work in progress, Tom.
Okay, well, I like the idea of a work in progress. Lawrence Haverty with us as well with GAMCO to give us perspective. What a tech week. What did you work, or is your study of technology a work in progress?
Well, I happen to like cash, Tom. And you look at Apple versus Amazon, and it's kind of a fascinating divergence. Apple, a lot of angst. All they did in the quarter was generate $8 billion of cash. Yeah. All Amazon did in the quarter sequentially, and some of this is the seasonality of retailing, was use $4.5 billion of cash.
It's great.
The market loves Amazon. Okay. The market hates
Rip
Apple.
Rip up the script. Why?
I don't know. I've been doing security analysis for 40 years, and I've never seen a company analyzed like Amazon. If you were to go in from Mars and just look at the financials of Amazon, you wouldn't want to own it. It has a huge amount of assets. It makes no money on those assets. It generates virtually no free cash flow, and it has a very high valuation.
Well, like Richard Clarida, you would also probably like growth. And when it comes to the growth strategy, which one is better right now, Amazon or Apple?
Well, the question is, Sarah, the growth in cash. Okay, Apple's better at growing cash than Amazon, because with Apple's earnings are going down, the cash is building. Apple had a down quarter, cash went up $8 billion. Jeff spent $5 billion, where'd it go?
Hey, we're going to talk about this through the hour. It became a blue chip stock overnight to me, and to me it was one of the most historic moments in corporate finance history, the way they deployed $100 billion. With that, Richard Clarida, is this background drop that Sarah and I have been looking at, record low French yields, record low Italian yields. There's a frenzy to own debt. Mm-hmm. Again, why?
Well, a couple of reasons. Everybody's doing QE. The rest of the world is now reading off the Bernanke playbook. And some of that money that Kuroda is pumping into Japan is finding its way into those markets. I think Draghi deserves a lot of credit by essentially breaking a very, very negative loop last summer with the announcement of this OMT program. One can argue the most successful policy in history, since they haven't spent one penny and they've had a huge decline in spread. So I think that's a big part of it.
But they are dealing with the politics there, and that could hold them back. Germany's Bundesbank certainly has been very critical of this program, this bond buying program. Yeah. Mario Draghi will be part of the story next week. Will he lower interest rates?
I think they will. I think they probably should have done it earlier this year, and I think they will. Yeah.
And will that help?
Well, I think at the margin, rates in Europe are already low. The effective rate in Europe is below the policy rate already. But I think it'll certainly be a step in the right direction. I think they'll go that way. Jens Weidmann himself indicated publicly they would consider a rate cut.
How does the lower rate environment, the financial compression, Larry, play into investors' willingness to give Jeff Bezos the benefit of the doubt?
Oh, I think it's the whole story. There's no alternative. I think it's easier an Apple, Scarlett, the yield is greater than the 10-year government bond, and the tax rate on that yield is better. So why would you own a government bond rather than Apple? I think Bill Gross is going to be finding a way to squeeze Apple into his bond portfolio.
This is the heart of the debate for every listener, every viewer. I'm going to both of you. Dr. Clarida, is a dividend an equivalent to a yield instrument?
It's not equivalent, because you've got a lot more risk with the equity, but it is historic when we are in a world where dividend yields on many quality companies exceed bond yields. And it's obviously part of the purpose of QE is to persuade or push investors into credit and into equity.
Larry, I am asked constantly what to do with my 401k. One of our team members, Ted Fine, he's been in cash since 2008. He wants to get back in. Does he go to bonds or does he go to equities?
Well, I think he goes to equities, and I think he goes to, if he's not on the risk spectrum, he goes to high quality equities like in the drug industry, in the consumer products industry, things like Procter & Gamble, Colgate, where the dividend yields are higher than the government bond yield, and you're going to see steady dividend increases.
But stock guys always say that. The question is, do you want to be in bonds to protect your capital in this sort of uncertain environment?
I don't think you're going to protect your capital when the rates go up. Most bond funds, I think, had virtually zero return in the first quarter. Our fund was up 13%.
Shameless plug. get that out there right now. It's a Haverty shameless plug. Clarida will not be showing market performance today.
Apple's decision to issue debt or possibly issue debt to fund its buyback, does that set the tone for other tech companies?
That's a great question.
I absolutely love it, and it's John Malone 101. Basically, you're using the low yields, and there's a negative carry on the interest cost, Scarlett. The cost of the interest is less than he's going to save pre-tax on the dividend. So they get more cash by buying the stock.
What is your advice right now to Mr. Gross, Mr. Ellerine, and your morning team at PIMCO in Newport Beach?
Well, the main advice is you can't fight the Fed. You can't fight QE. We're in a world where central banks are essentially all in. We're in a financially repressed world. It will end someday, but it may end a lot later than a lot of people think. And as long as we're in that world, we have to be positioned and respect that in our portfolios. And we do.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.